And if you have your Bibles, let's open them, please. It's probably dark. I don't even know if you can see, but I can see a little bit up here. But in Luke chapter number 1, Luke chapter 1, and we're going to be out way, way early, and I don't think you'll mind. And for the men that are here tonight, 7-Eleven just texted, they're open till 8 p.m. And so if you need to do a majority of your shopping, they are open, and they do have gift cards, I think. So I'm just kidding. But in Luke chapter number 1, Luke chapter number 1, let's have a prayer, and then we'll just jump right into the text here. Heavenly Father, thank you for the songs we have got to sing tonight that reflect your coming. And we're so glad that you decided to come and be the Savior and save this old sin-cursed earth, including us. We're wanting to honor you in what's said this evening. So we pray you would bless the text as we read it in a moment and the truth that we'll share. Thank you for the beautiful song about the one that you let be the mother of Jesus. In your name we ask it. Amen. Her name actually means bitter or trouble. So the actual definition of the name of Mary, it was not a good name at all. But because of her life and how God used her, we only think of good when we think of the word Mary. And it's interesting, no one ever has to say Mary who. When you think about Bible characters, it's just, you know, Mary, the mother of Christ. It started with a journey at Christmas time. I'm sure it was not convenient. There's a lot of action words mentioned in the Christmas story. They went, they journeyed, they saw, she gave birth. Many of these verbs are mentioned here. And God kept changing things. She went from Nazareth, and then she went to Elizabeth's, and then she went to Bethlehem. So God was moving in both of their lives. Most of us want to always stay the same. We want to live in the same house, drive the same car. Some men just want to wear the same clothes, never change. And just, you know, we're just kind of secure, eat at the same restaurants, sit at the same table. There's something about sameness that gives us security. But somehow God was changing the world of Mary and Joseph. He was doing a work in their life. And perhaps that's what God has been doing in your life. He's been changing some things this year. Some things are not the same. He's been moving you from here to here to here, and he's got your attention. And oftentimes, that's when we're listening, when things are out of our control. So we see she's on a journey. Then there's unexpected bills. It's tax season. And then there's the discomfort. I've never ridden a donkey 90 miles or walked 90 miles being with child. But Mary traveled 90 miles, 9 months pregnant. So there was the discomfort. There was the pain. There was the walk into the inn, and they said, no vacancy. There's not a room within 100 miles. Bethlehem's filled. It's tax season. Just the disappointment of knowing I will not give birth inside a house or inside a building. All this is on our mind. Then the angels speaking to the shepherds. Then shepherds dropping in just hours after the baby's birth. I don't know how you ladies are. If you're like my wife, it's no company. I got to clean the house. It looks clean to me. I told her the other day, just dim the lights. And she looked at me and gave me that look. What do you mean? I said, dim the lights. They'll never know if we vacuumed or not. And that was not a good suggestion. So here's these shepherds. They drop in to see baby Jesus, uninvited. Mary didn't know their names. I'm wondering if they wanted to hold the baby. And there was a lot of changes going on. So what was it that prepared her for this? How could Mary go through all these changes and all this trauma, if you will, at an early age, first child? How did she do it? I believe there was something that prepared her for it. And the secret is found right here in Luke chapter 1. I'll read it. If you don't have it memorized, you can just listen. But here's what it says. Mary saw her cousin Elizabeth, and Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God." Listen to this, Mary speaking, "my Savior." You know what Mary said? "I need a Savior. Just because I'm having the baby Jesus doesn't get me to heaven. I still need a Savior." And that's why Jesus was called. It said he was called the Savior, for he would come to save his people from their sins. We could not save ourselves, so we needed someone to save us. And even Mary said, "Jesus, my Savior." Isn't that amazing? Hey, if Mary needed saving, I bet I do too. I bet you do too. And so there it is. So she keeps saying, "he and me." It's all about her relationship with him. Verse 48, "and he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed." She understood how important. The angel said, "you're going to give birth to God himself. Jesus, God's son, will be born from you." She stopped and she said, "I know how important this is. Forever, people are going to be talking about me. This is not just a normal day." She understood the heaviness and the importance of that moment. And we'll say more about that in just a second. "And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. He hath put down the mighty from their seats." In other words, he didn't choose politicians. He didn't choose millionaires. He chose a little lowly, poor Jewish girl to be the mother of Jesus Christ. "He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent away. He hath hoped or helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy." And then in chapter 2, verse 7, "and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." So here's the statement. What prepared Mary for all the trauma and all the change in her life? Here's what it was. She lived in the magic of the moment. She lived in the magic of the moment. That very moment she was living in, she was all the way in it. Let me explain. Parents would understand this. If you've ever driven a car and you've got kids or grandkids in the car with you, the driver has the best view. So it's easy to say, "look, there's a deer." Now the kids in the back seat say, "where?" And you say, "there." And they say, "where?" "There." "But where?" No. "Hey, there." And so the driver's seeing it all, but the kids in the back seat, they're missing it all. How many of you know what I'm talking about? "Where? There? Where?" And they hardly ever see it. You know, that's how some people live their lives. God says, "here's where it's exciting." And people say, "where?" "No, it was there. You just missed it." I've seen bumper stickers my entire life. I wish I'd have taken pictures of them. And I've seen them say, "I'd rather be golfing. I'd rather be fishing. I'd rather be driving. I'd rather be on a Harley. I'd rather be..." But it's all this, "I'd rather be." You know, what the bumper sticker ought to say is, "I'd rather be doing what I'm doing right now." Amen. And so, what does this mean for us? Just a couple quick statements. If we're not careful, we wish we were somewhere else. So we're at work 8 hours, but we wish we were somewhere else. We wish we were somewhere else, but we're in the car. We're in church, but we wish we were somewhere else. We're at home, but we wish we were somewhere else, so we're not there. Here's a husband reading the newspaper, and his wife says, "are you listening to me?" "Yeah, I can hear you now. Excuse me. Oh, yes, dear. I hear you." And then that newspaper, he's there, but he's not really there. We wish, number one, we were somewhere else. Number two, we wish we were with someone else. You know, wouldn't it be great if when we're around somebody, we're really, totally around somebody? You ever go to a restaurant? People go to restaurants to eat. They don't go to talk for the most part. Because most people at a table, they're all on a device. They're calling someone else. They're texting. They're playing a game. They're not with anybody at the table. And if we're not careful, our whole life is, we wish we were somewhere else. We wish we were with somebody else. And then third, we wish we were doing something else. What helped Mary? What was it that was special about her? She lived in the present. And that was her present to the people she was around. When she was around Joseph, she was there. When she was speaking to the angel, she was there. When she was praising God, it was just her and him. She was there. We've kind of lost that in our country. And that's why oftentimes marriages, relationships fall apart because they're not as deep as they used to be because no one feels as deeply as they used to feel. You go check out the country in Western days. And I'm not talking about Dolly Parton. I mean like way back, Daniel Boone, you know that. And back then, you'd see a guy whittling on the porch. Whittling? What are you doing? Whittling. He'd have a knife back when you could have one. It was legal. And he'd be just cutting on a piece of wood. What are you doing? Just thinking. Back then, they had some time to think. They thought of what the family and their friends meant. They thought about what God meant. That wife was maybe ironing her shirt, preparing a meal. She's thinking about how special her family was to her and what they meant to her. And they were tighter knit. They were just tighter knit. These days, as alarm goes off, we're heading out the door. And we don't think about that person until we get home, maybe. Mary, she was all the way in. Let's hasten. We're just kind of talking about savoring special moments, events. Tonight is one of those moments. I mean, it's like every 7 years. I'm shocked at the crowd, to be honest with you. I told my wife, I said, it'll be you and me. Maybe Jonathan will come. I don't even know if he's going to come. Depends on who's playing football. But I'm shocked at the crowd tonight. It's a Saturday. It's Christmas Eve. I mean, I'm just thrilled you're here. And there's guests that are here. You're awesome. Amen. Yeah, it ought to be. When we're here, we're just all the way here. When we're at home, all the way home. Hey, kids, it'll help your grades. When you're at school, be at school. How many times did a teacher say, can you pay attention? Hey, can you come back out of your little world? Hey, can you come back and join us here? Our siblings used to speak to one of their brothers and say, is there any oxygen in that world in which you live? I remember years ago, we were driving up into Vallejo. I'd never been there. I'd just become the pastor here. We drove up into the Mare Island Navy housing. I'd never heard of Mare Island. I didn't know there was Navy housing. Never heard of Mare Island Shipyard. Never heard of it. I remember as we drove through there, I saw house after house after house of all these people with their Navy outfits on. They were military. These young families and kids. And I remember as God started working on our heart and we just said, you know what? We've got to bring a bus here to this neighborhood, Mare Island. There's families that want to come to church. I know they're here. It was like the magic of the moment. That very first Sunday, a girl rode the bus named Angela Carranza. She is now one of our missionaries to Phnom Penh, Cambodia. She got saved right here in this building, accepted Jesus as her Savior, age 15, her very first Sunday. You know, that was the magic of the moment that Sunday. I remember years ago, it's been 16 years ago, every week I would drive by Oakland when I taught at the college. I drive by Oakland and realize there was not one English-speaking, soul-winning church in the town of 500,000. Not one. No church like this in Oakland. None. I remember God just started working on my heart. Well, who's going to do something? And I even wrote Oakland in the side of my Bible. God, help a church be started in Oakland. And it seemed like he said, well, won't you help start it? Lord, I'm a little bit busy right now, to be honest with you. And I remember the day that we made a slide presentation. We went to Oakland for several days. We led some people to Christ. We interviewed them. Would you come to a church if there was a new church in Oakland? I'd come to that church the first Sunday. And we interviewed all these people. I remember some of you were here. I showed that video that Sunday morning. shocked our church to death. I said, guess what we're doing? I didn't ask. I just announced that. I said, guess what we're doing? We're starting a church in Oakland. You know, they brought, I think, 12 men to our men's conference this year. Several of them came up and said, hey, I was reached at the church. I became a Christian at that church. Thank y'all's church for starting our church. We were there just waiting. It's the magic of the moment. The magic of the moment. That's what Mary lived in, that magic. I think of the Jose cartoon. Many of you gave to it. 15 months we worked on that cartoon. It was an idea, how to get saved. Jose got the answer right. That's in 112 countries. I don't know how many people have been saved watching it. But the first time we showed it publicly in an unsaved setting was in Botswana, Africa. And we had the whole several meeting areas, school classes, and then the auditorium in the gym. My wife never could figure out, why is this such a big deal to you? But when she saw all the kids rapt attention, watching how to get saved, and teachers and bus drivers and leaders in their school and the students and the teenagers bowing their head and praying to accept Jesus Christ, she looked at me and it was like the light went on. She goes, now I get it. That was the magic of the moment. I said, this is what we've been working 15 months for. We want this to happen all around the world. It's the magic of the moment. That's where Mary lived. If you live in the past, you're going to be depressed and second guess yourself. That's why country music sells so good. If you live in the future, you're going to have fear and worry. If you live in the present, you're going to have excitement. You're going to have excitement. Here's the conclusion. Look at this. World famous. We are out early. You say, Pastor, what is Christmas? It's God living in the magic of the moment. The Bible says, in due time, Christ died. In due time, he came. He left the throne of heaven. He who was rich became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. I love the verse that says, there is joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repenteth. It doesn't say the angels have joy when a sinner repenteth. There's joy in their presence. So who are the angels all around? Jesus. So guess who is having joy every time someone accepts Christ as their Savior? It's Jesus. And I like this. Oh, country preacher. He said, what's Jesus' real name? He said, it's not I was what I was. It's not I will be what I will be. It's I am what I am. He's a present tense God. I close with this. We're finished. I was visiting yesterday door to door, inviting people to church. And first time ever, I met this young man, and I was guessing maybe 20 years of age. Later on, found out he's 26. I said, what's your name? He said, Alberto. I said, really? We have a couple of Albertos that come to our church. We call them Berto. He said, okay. I said, you know, if you died, would you go to heaven? He said, I don't know. I said, would you like to hear it? Yeah. I said, who's that walking in your house? He says, my brother. I said, bring him here. He came, and I kind of recap what I'd asked him. I said, what's your name? You ready? Della Alberto. Alberto, Della Alberto. And they said, we're twins. I said, unbelievable. 26 and twins. Took him through the gospel. I said, would you like to accept Christ? The second one said, and his older brother said, older by a minute or whatever it was. His brother said, yeah, I'd like to accept Christ. Then immediately his brother says, me too. So, no, I don't want to get saved. You want to get saved? Yeah. Yeah, me too. The power of influence. And when they prayed and accepted the Lord, as soon as they said amen, You know what happened. The biggest possum grin came over both of their faces. You know what happened? The magic of the moment, they realized they had been forgiven and that they're going to heaven one day. All their sins are forgiven. The magic of the moment. Let me ask you a question. Where do you live? I'm not talking about address. Where do you spend your life? Is it in the past? Just thinking about hurts and pains and failures. It's not where God wants you to live. Is it just worried about the future? Which country is going to blow us up? Oh, excuse me, negative tonight. But are you worried about the future and all these dictators and the communism and who's mad at who and who's got the next nuclear? But you know, it's not going to help you any. What's going to change our lives is living in the moment. In the moment. Am I right with the Lord right now? Am I right with my mate right now? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do right now? That's the specialness that Mary had. And I believe that's why she was able to go through all she went through. What a great example to us. If you're here tonight and you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, guess when He wants you to give your heart to Him? Let me see. Behold, today, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. God always deals with in right now, not later. Don't put it off. Tonight. Tonight's the night to give your heart to Christ. Christmas Eve, what better time than this evening? In a moment, we'll have a prayer. You say, Pastor, what do you have to do to be saved? You have to admit you're a sinner. We all are. Admit you can do nothing to save yourself. Baptism, joining a church, being good, turning over a new leaf, nothing you do will save you. Realize Jesus was born in a manger, lived a perfect life, died on a cross, paid for your sins, rose again 3 days later, and He did that for you. And then just like a present, accept Him, receive Him into your heart by inviting Him in. You could do that tonight.